Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. You with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optima Health, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Brothers and sisters, we give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator, the creator of everything. We thank him for allowing us to be here this evening with you and for allowing you to take time out of your busy schedule to be here with us. Brother and sister, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and the chemicals to which we expose ourselves to affects our cells and their structure in the following three ways. This is what makes a human being sick. I will repeat that. What we eat, what we drink, and the chemicals and the substance we expose ourselves to, we put on our skin, we put on our hair, we use on our nails, the cleaning supplies we use in cleaning our home, all of these substances and chemicals that we expose ourselves to will affect our cells' behavior and their structure in the following three ways. making the person sick. Number one, they will cause pH imbalance. They will cause pH imbalance. There's a rule to health, brothers and sisters. One of those rules is maintaining the pH rule. And we'll talk further about the pH rule today when we address the rules to health. Brothers and sisters, there are 19 core rules to health, and you should be familiar with all of them if you want to be healthy on this toxic, predatory, and adversary planet called Earth. Number two, these substances, these chemicals, they will fill our blood with blood impurities. These chemicals and these substances that we expose ourselves to will fill our blood with blood impurities. Brothers and sisters, I'm a student at the American School of Symptometry. We have studied over 70 substances, and we call them blood impurities that will circulate in human blood until they die. Until they die. These are called blood impurities. Number three, they will make us violate the pH rule. These are some of the rules to health, brothers and sisters, that we should be familiar with. They will make us violate the pH rules, these chemicals, these substances. They will make us violate the natural law. There are natural laws that the Almighty have established. He has placed system in place to keep us in check. He does not have to watch over us. He has system to do that. Microbes in human cells to do that when we violate the rules. There's laws of physics. Every time we violate the laws of physics, brother and sister, our body will give us a sign called symptoms. If we keep violating, then those symptoms will turn into full-blown diseases. This is how it is. But no one just have not been educating us about these facts. These are facts of life that we're sharing, brothers and sisters. And no one have educated us about these facts. Where did we go to school to learn these facts? Brother and sister, there are rules to health. And we're going to talk about these rules to health today. So I hope you stick around. I hope you call a loved one, an associate, a business partner, some friend that you love, some family member that you love. Have them to tune in to our program today here on AM 360, Optima Health. Optima Health on AM 360 to get scientific, verifiable information that can turn their life around, brothers and sisters. So beginning, we just shared some information that's very, very important for all of us to be familiar with. What we eat, what we drink, and the chemicals that we expose ourselves to can affect our cells' function and their structure. And we said in three ways. A person, brother and sister, is not sick because they do not have a specific pharmaceutical drug in their system. Think about that. We take drugs, many of us, people take drugs. But the person is not sick because they do not have a specific pharmaceutical drug in their system. Because they do not have a specific dietary supplement, that's not why they're sick. Or because they do not have some specific herbs circulating in their blood, their system, that's not why they're sick. Here's the reason why a person is sick, brother and sister. A person is sick because they have blood impurities circulating in their blood that they did not remove, that has filtered down to the nucleus of their cells where the DNA is located. That DNA is now fragmented. It cannot unwind without breaking off. Therefore, the genes will never release the blueprint, the set of instructions that the cells must have to produce all brain essentials and body essentials and cell essentials. Since they will not have the instruction, the cell will produce anomalies, abnormalities, or disease. This is how it is with every disease, brother and sister. I have just shared with you the reason why a person is sick. The person is not sick because they need some acupuncture intervention or chiropractic adjustment, even though they may need those things, even though those things might be helpful. But that's not why they are sick. A person is sick because they did not protect their DNA. How simple is that? They did not protect their DNA. And since they did not protect their DNA, things started happening. The cell began to produce anomaly to get the person attention, to get the person attention. The person did not protect their DNA, nor did they understand and adhere to the law of intuition, the law of intuition. And they violated the pH rule, the iron rule, the natural law, and the law of motion. They violated these things. And they also violated other rules to health. As a result, something interfered with the smooth functioning of their cells and started anomaly, abnormalcy, a disease. What interfered with the smooth function of their cells is just like what we said in the beginning. What they ate, what they inhaled, what they took as a pill, what they applied to their skin, their hair, their nails. So here's what sickness is all about, brother and sister. It is the penalty for breaching the rules of health and the laws that govern our existence on this planet. That's why the person is sick. That is why the person is sick. So, brothers and sisters, welcome to Optimal Health. We have a new episode outlined for us today. We have some fantastic information that we'll be sharing. We'll be talking about preparation for Ramadan and beyond. In order for us to have the very best possible Ramadan possible, we need to focus on our health, brothers and sisters. We're going to help us to do that by sharing some information about the rules to health. We're going to focus on food that a person should avoid while fasting, while observing the month of Ramadan. We're going to focus on some food that we should avoid. Now, it's up to each and every one of us to make the right decision to take care of our own health. And you're going to find out that the first rule to health is responsibility. Each and every one of us are responsible for our health. Nobody else is responsible for us. No one is going to come to save us. This is how it is, brothers and sisters. No one is coming to save us. The Almighty has gifted us with everything. This human body with everything in it to help us to live and thrive and progress on this planet. But we don't know what school to go to learn out about how this body operates and how to take care of it. Where do we go to learn how to take care of this body that we've been gifted with that afford us to have life on this planet? Where do we go? What school do we sign up for to learn? There's only one school, brothers and sisters, and we've been talking about that school on AM360 now for years. For years. And still not enough people know about this school. We've been talking about every disease is reversible, and still people still wonder how to reverse their disease. Every disease is curable. It's up to the person. And still people are wondering how to cure diseases. You can't cure diseases with drugs, with herbs, with food. But that's what people use. That's what people are using. And we're surprised when the person's disease get more and more chronic until their life is at stake and then they die prematurely. Yes, I said it, prematurely. People die because they don't know what to do to restore their own health because no one is teaching them. You think that would be the first school that a child attend, how to take care of their own body, their own health, how to nourish their brain, how to prepare their brain for learning. You think that would be the first school that a child should go to? If they did, the world would be better off, brothers and sisters. We wouldn't have all of these mental illnesses going around, putting us all in danger. This is what's happening, brothers and sisters. There's no school to teach us about how our body operates, who we are, and where we are. There's no school to emphasize these things, that the human being is the intersection between the seen and the unseen, the tangible and the intangible, and it requires high maintenance, not low maintenance. It requires high maintenance, maintenance that goes around the clock, 24 hours a day, high maintenance, not low maintenance. We think, and we've been misled to believe, that the human body requires low maintenance when it requires high maintenance, high repair, high maintenance. No one has taught us that the human being is energy dependent. We depend on energy. Without energy, without enzyme to produce energy, our body will shut down, brother and sister. The first essential that our cells produce is an enzyme. What do you know about enzyme? What school can you go to learn about enzyme? Our own body must produce these enzymes, brothers and sisters. You can't get them from plants. You can't go to the health food store and buy enzyme in a bottle and expect them to work inside of us. Who's teaching us about how to produce enzyme? Who? Where is the school? What can you sign up to go to this school? But you can go on the internet and get a lot of misinformation, bogus information that will make the matter worse for you, and people will believe it, and they would do it, making matters worse. So, brother and sister, we have an excellent show, we think, outlined for us today. We're going to talk about preparation for Ramadan and beyond. If you're tuning in late, we'll be talking about the preparation for Ramadan and beyond. We're going to talk about the importance of neutralizing poison when we poison ourselves. A lot of people poison themselves from the food that they are consuming, and they don't wake up when the morning comes. And the doctor will say she or he died of natural causes. No, it wasn't natural causes. They poisoned themselves because they ate the wrong foods. And they've been eating their own food for decades upon decades upon decades. And no one is teaching them the right food. What do we mean by the right food? We're talking about food that has been analyzed and deconstructed scientifically that produce the most enzyme for us and take the least amount of enzyme to digest. That's using science to select the food scientifically, cooking the food scientifically, and learning how to live on this planet scientifically. Scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living. This is what the human being needs to enforce, keep them from activating diseases. We're repeating the mistakes of our parents and grandparents and their parents, brothers and sisters. This is why we're at the top of the chain when it comes to diseases, the African-American people. We're at the top, very top. It started with the food that our foreparents ate during slavery. They did not eat the best food. They ate livestock food. And that food, that diet, has not changed much today, even up to today. That's what most people are eating, livestock food. And they don't even know it. Food that's hard for them to digest, cooking with the wrong oil, using the wrong salt, eating high potassium vegetable that's high in potassium, and they wonder why they have hypertension. Consuming too much starch, And we wonder why we have hypertension, why we have chronic kidney disease and diabetes. We do not even have the enzyme to digest sugars. We don't have those enzymes. We're not producing no enzyme. And we love sugar. So what's going to happen to the sugar residue that's left in our blood, brothers and sisters? It's going to be jamming the cells, jamming the organs, the liver, the pancreas, the adrenal gland. This is why the person have diabetes. It's no mystery, brothers and sisters. No disease is a mystery. If you go to the right school, they can teach you about all of the diseases and their cause, what caused them. Every disease has a cause, brothers and sisters, something that produced it. Just like every river have a source, every disease has a source. There are no mystery diseases. So, brothers and sisters, take a moment to call someone, ask them to join us while we prepare to take a short station break. And you get take a moment to get some paper to write with, pencil, pen to write with. I'm sure you're going to want to make notes, or you can go back and listen to the recording. We'd love for you to do that as well. So, brother and sister, please do not go anywhere at all with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health, and also your certified St. Thomas Health Coach. We'll be right back, and we'll get started with our program. We'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health on AM 360. And we're also your certified Centometry Health Coach. Centometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. We can say like it's a support system for our cells, a support system for our blood, a support system for our DNA. This is what centometry is. It's verified with science. It is backed up by the science that governs the universe, brothers and sisters, that governs the universe. The laws that apply to the universe also apply to us, We're part of the creation. We're part of the universe. We're not separate, brothers and sisters. We're part of it. So those same universal laws that govern the universe also govern human anatomy and physiology. And when we break these laws, a penalty is a disease. And we need to know this so we can always be in compliance. That is the fitra. We must always be in compliance with the fitra. I hope we understand. A person have to ask themselves this question if they are experiencing poor mental health. Poor mental health. Are we producing enough neurotransmitter? Are we producing enough neurons? Are we producing transmitters such as acetylcholine? Neurotransmitters such as acetylcholine. Are we producing enzymes such as acetylcholine esterase to remove old acetylcholine so new acetylcholine can take its place to be normal mentally? Are we doing that? Are we producing neuropeptide for self-discipline? The month of Ramadan is fast approaching on us, brothers and sisters. Is demonstrate discipline in the person. But if you cannot produce certain neurotransmitter and neuropeptide, you won't be able to have self-discipline. It is neurons, neurotransmitter, enzyme, hormone that affects human behavior. What school is teaching people this, brother and sister? That's the question for all of us. What school can you go to learn about these things? What are we doing to gain the knowledge and the proper information to understand the working of this machine that we are housed in, our human body? Even though our brain is the command center, our mind that you cannot even see, and you don't even know where it is the decision maker. It makes all of our decisions. You make good decisions, good consequences. Make bad decisions, bad consequences. Nobody have to watch over you. You don't need a policeman. When we make the wrong decision, there's a penalty already coming. When we make the right decision, there's a reward already coming. And that's what health is. Health is a reward, brothers and sisters, that come from my cells when the person make up their mind to do what they need to do to take care of the needs of their cells. And the cell will reward those people or that person or that individual with good health. It works no other way. This is what health is. Symptomatology has defined health as a reward that comes from our cells and is awarded to the person or bestowed upon the person who is successful at aligning them, the desire of their mind, with the needs of the cells. Our cells have certain needs. Our body composed of 75 to 100 trillion of them. And there's a nucleus in each cell, brothers and sisters. The nucleus represents the powerhouse, the engine of the cell. Just like a car has an engine, the cell has an engine that make it go, cause it to function. If that engine become compromised, a disease will occur. How many times can we say it? How many ways can it be said? So why does the person have a disease? Because they fail to protect their own cells. They fail to protect their DNA. They fail to remove blood impurities. These are the reasons. Brothers and sisters, we were created, and we're part of the creation. This creation gave us life. Now, what is life? Isn't that a question? What is life? This creation gave us life. The Almighty Source Creator set the condition for life on this planet, and life took off. That's what happened. When we understand the science of it all, Your Almighty Source Creator, make life favorable. Make the condition favorable for life on this planet. Now, what is life? Brother and sister, analyze this definition of life. Life is a precious gift from the Almighty. And this gift is the gift of automation. Self-regulating it is. Self-correcting it is. Self-healing it is. Self-perpetuating it is. And the Creator gave us this biological existence to make a difference on this planet, to make the life better for other humans coming this way. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to share some health brews, and I hope you're paying attention, because I'm sure no one ever shared these health brews with you before. And this is the reason why too many of us are sick and dying. That's not the desire of the Almighty Source Creator for us to be sick and dying. He did not create disease. We created disease by making mistakes, by not being knowledgeable, not being educated properly. Now we have a school, brothers and sisters, to learn about all of these things that we're talking about, how to remove blood impurities, how to neutralize poison, how to produce enzyme, how to produce neurotransmitter, such as acetylcholine, serotonin, melatonin, norepinephrine. How to produce all the essentials to maintain normalcy so there's no anomaly in our body, no disease. There will be no reason for disease if we're knowledgeable of who we are and where we are. We're on planet Earth. Planet Earth is a very predatory, toxic, and adversary place, and we think it's a walk in the park. There are microbes everywhere, in the air, in the food, in the water, on our hand, on our hair, on our skin. And sooner you wash them off, they're right back on you. Before you can put the food in your mouth, it's already engulfed by microbes that you cannot even see. What are you doing to protect yourself? And we're created to live here among all of these creatures and squatters that will take over our body if we don't keep the rules in line, if we're not in compliance with the health rules. Brother and sister, on this planet Earth, there are other planets rotating around the sun in our solar system. They're rotating on their axis, and none of these planets are straying off their path into the path of another planet. And this has been going on for millions of years with perfect symmetry. No planet is veering off their path into the path of another planet. What's wrong with the human being? We don't understand the rules of health. We don't understand the laws of physics applied to our own body. We don't understand the natural laws that's governed this creation. So life is a precious gift given to us by the Almighty that afford us to have life on this planet. And we are created to be here. And we were sent here. We didn't come on our own. We were sent here. The Almighty created us to live, not to die, even though we're going to die one day because we are biological existence. We have high maintenance, and we depend on energy. We must always be producing energy. Now, who is teaching us how to produce energy around the clock? No one but one school called the American School of Centometry. This precious gift is a manifestation and expression of life. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. We have seven fronts of hell, and we'll be observing Ramadan. Ramadan is to put all these different seven fronts of hell back into balance, brothers and sisters, back into balance. So we can understand better and further the revelation of the Almighty in our purpose and role on this planet. That's what the Ramadan is for. Our health is deteriorating and compromised. That means our brain and our mind also will be deteriorating and compromised because the body operates as one unit. A disease anywhere in our body will sooner or later going to become a mental illness. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. If you have a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone, and we can do some interaction. If you have a question or a comment to make, just press 1 on your phone. We're not going to wait. We're going to keep it lively, God willing, as we share information about preparation for Ramadan and beyond, as well as some rules to health. There are health rules, brothers and sisters, that no one is teaching us about. How are we going to play the game of life if you don't know the rule? You can't do it. We're going to fail every time. And what school is teaching us about the health rule, about the speed law, about the pH rule, the iron rule, the sulfur rule? What's good? Absolutely amazing, brother and sister, where we find ourselves. But the Almighty has gifted us with everything that we need to improve our situation and take charge of our life. So just briefly, for those who hadn't heard this before, the seven fronts of health, and they all need to be in balance. These seven fronts of health so we can work and operate as a complete human being. In order to maximize our health and wealth connection, we must address the whole person. In order to examine the overall health of a person, we must look at the whole person. This brings us to the seven fronts of health, brothers and sisters, seven of them. Number one, sexual health. If that's out of line, you can forget it. That person is going to have problems. And therefore, we will have problems. Our society will have problems. Physical health, the health of his physical body. See, the human being is housed in a physical body, even though he's not physical. Energy. He's a personality. He's a soul. He's a spirit. Choose any of those words. That's fine. So we have the health of the person's organs. How are you going to be healthy if your organs are compromised? How can you be healthy if the organs are compromised? What is the brain without a healthy liver? Absolutely nothing. What can the brain do without a healthy liver? Nothing. It is the liver that produces the resources for the brain to function properly. So if you go to the doctor and you have a brain problem, you go to a specialist that focuses on the brain. But the problem would be in the liver. What sense does that make? Because they're not taught to go to the source of the disease, brothers and sisters. So you go to a brain specialist and you get to get some help, but you won't get any help. You get drugs, and drugs make matters worse. This is what we're up against. I just said earlier, every disease irreversible is up to the person that has it, based on the therapeutic that they select to use. The first thing the person must understand, the the rules to health. And there are 11 systems operating this body. And those systems are compromised. The whole body is going to be compromised. So we have mental health. Mental health. We have metabolic health. The sum total of producing heat, thermal energy. This is what metabolism is all about. To produce thermal energy is the sum total of our metabolism. Without thermal energy, this body cannot do anything. In thermal energy, that would be magnetic energy and electrical energy in thermal energy. And our cells must have it. But we're eating ice cream, eating ice, putting ice in beverages, drinking ice water that will suck the heat out of us. Because no one is teaching us about thermal energy and how the body requires thermal energy. So we do just the opposite. We allow the environment to suck the heat right out of us, producing diseases, and we don't even know it. Because there's no school that you went to. I went to a school, brothers and sisters, and I'm still in school at the American School of Symptometry. Absolutely amazing. And you should enter that school. Take some courses. Learn how your own body operates and what to do, how to produce more energy and enzyme for optimal health. We have emotional health, brothers and sisters, and we have the health of all the 11 systems. Those are the 7 fronts of health. Unless you're healthy on all 7 fronts, you cannot be healthy optimally. And disease in any part of the body will sooner or later will affect other parts of the body because the body operates as one biological unit, though it is interconnected, integrated, interdependent. But it operates as one biological unit. This is what we have to know. So those are the 7 fronts to health, brothers and sisters. It will be through our exercise and experiencing Ramadan that could put all the 11 systems back into balance if we get the best use out of a Ramadan. The human being is not only spirit. We have a human body to take care of. If we take care of it, it will take care of us. We are housed in it. This is our vehicle. As long as we are on planet Earth, we must have a human body. We cannot overlook it. And it has certain demands on us. If we don't keep it in balance, it will take over us. Our body will be operating rather than our mind and our soul and our spirit. It will take charge if you allow it to. It will have the upper hand if you allow it to. So health is very important, brothers and sisters. This is the bottom line. Health is very important. If health denied, you're not going to make it on this planet for long. You will run out of energy. And the moment you run out of energy, that's when we'll make our exit. That's when we reach our expiration date. So, brothers and sisters, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. We'll open your mic. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic. And you'll be able to make a comment or ask a question. It's up to you. It's up to you. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take another short break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about why we should neutralize poison and where these poisons are coming from. So during our upcoming Ramadan, you won't keep poisoning yourself unless you just want to poison yourself. And some people, you just never know about a human being. So we're going to give you some information that can prevent you from pausing yourself every day, losing energy every day, not getting the most out of Ramadan because of what you're eating and consuming and exposing yourself to. So, brother and sister, please do not go anywhere. Take a moment to call someone. We have plenty of time left. They can join us, and it also can benefit from the information that we're going to be continuing to share on Optimal Health on AM360. So please do not go anywhere at all. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Welcome back, brother and sister. You're with Abdul Shaheed, your host of Optimal Health on AM360, and also your certified symptometry health coach. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us today. Brother and sister, here's some information that can be helpful to you. I hope you do the right thing with it. There are theobromine in chocolate. Theobromine is a health disruptor. There's many health disruptors in our food, brothers and sisters, because there's no perfect food for a human to consume on planet Earth. All foods have health disruptors. This is what symptometric science discovered. When it broke down food, analyzed food by the use of a chromatography machine, symptometrists discovered these health disruptors in the food, in the water, in the air, in the product and substance that we use on our skin, our hair, our nail, cleaning products that we use in our home, in our businesses. There's a substance in chocolate and in coffee, and that substance is called theobromine. Anything that ends in bromine, you want to be very cautious about it, because bromine is an endocrine destroyer. It will destroy every gland in the human body. That's how deadly it is. What can you do without your glands that produce hormone? that regulates so many functions of the human body. And you'll be going to the doctor. The doctor won't have a clue. I'm sorry. He just will not. He's not educated in this regard. He's educated to treat symptoms and prescribe drugs and do surgery. That's it, brother and sister. And all of those options I just mentioned would fail. All of them would fail. So theobromine is a poison that's in chocolate, it's in coffee, it's in cola nuts, and cocoa products. These are facts. I'm not making this up. These are the facts. It will cause the cell to become dehydrated. No water in the cell cytoplasm. How can the cell function without no water in the cytoplasm? It cannot. Since the cell won't be able to produce essential to maintain normalcy, it will produce anomalies to get your attention. If you fail to do anything about it, then you're going to have a disease. This is how it works. Now you know. There's a poison called theophylline. Theophylline in all teas, organic tea, natural tea, herbal tea, doesn't matter. It's an intricate part of the tea, so like theobromine is the intricate part of the coffee. You cannot separate it. These are the facts. There's cyanide, which is a poison, and we all know cyanide is a poison. We all are familiar with cyanide. It's a poison, hydrocyanic acid, another scientific name for cyanide. It's in corn. It's in eucalyptus. It's in plum. It's in pears. It's in cassava. And I'm not lying. We have the proof, scientific proof. It's in nuts and seed. Another poison in nuts and seed called prussic acid. Another fancy way to say hydrocyanic acid or cyanide. These are common foods that almost every human on this planet are consuming. These are other poisons. There are some other poisons. And we're going to mention a few more. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone and we'll open your mic. Because we want to engage your mind today, so you could be better prepared to observe Ramadan. With your brain intact and your mind intact, to be the best, to become the best possible human beings on this planet. That's what Ramadan is for. So we'll talk about preparation for Ramadan and beyond Ramadan, not going back to our old ways, our old habits, moving forward to make progress for ourselves. Our kind is up to us to do it. It's within our reach, brother and sister. Optimal health is in our reach. So the responsibility we owe to humanity is within our reach. But we won't be able to do it ignoring our health. Whatever endeavor you engage in, health have to be the number one priority. If not, well, what you're going to accomplish will be questionable, and what you're going to actualize will be even questionable. There is plantain, another poison, brother and sister, in all legumes. Legumes are like peas and beans, butter beans, navel beans, black-eyed peas, chickpeas. Some of these legumes have more plantain than others. But nevertheless, lentils, and other lagoons that we did not even mention. They're spontaneous. We also have a product called lichens in them as well, which would poison a human being. There are lactococricamine in all lettuce, brothers and sisters. When you make a salad, which I wouldn't recommend people eat, you cannot be healthy eating salads. I'm telling you right now. You can continue to eat them, but that will be the reason for your demise. And lactococricamine in lettuce, all lettuce, doesn't make any difference. That is a health disruptor. It will compromise our cells. It's a poison in all lettuce and sprouts. People are encouraged to eat sprout. Well, you can eat sprout. You don't wait till the plant get mature. You can eat these baby plants. But for your information, brothers and sisters, and it's indisputable, all plants on planet Earth produce at least three poisons, all of them, because they have evolved to the point where they know how to protect their DNA. We're still trying to figure out how to protect our DNA, humans, but plants are good at it. They're excellent. They have evolved to protect their DNA, and they protect it with poison. But we're trying to eat the plants up, and we think it's healthier to eat plants than flesh, than meat, because we went to the wrong school. That's what happened. We went to the wrong school. Or we didn't go to a school to teach us about what to consume as a human on this planet to achieve optimal health. Why our body become fortified against diseases. We have the ability to fortify our body against diseases, against microbes, against poison, against toxic matter, but you have to learn what to do. We'll just name a few more things. There are solanine, S-O-L-A-N-I-N-E. That's an all condiment. Condiment. That's in potatoes. And you know the potato industry. You have the restaurants. In all restaurants, they have french fries. You have salami in those french fries that will compromise your health. And once you reach the saturation point of solanine in your blood, and you won't know what to do about it, but you'll definitely be sick. Also, solanine is in tomatoes. For your information, people make salad with tomatoes. Tomatoes are not fit for human consumption. This is what the science of symptometry have discovered. Tomatoes are not fit for human consumption because of the amount of solanine and tomatine, which is another poison in tomatoes. Brother and sister, we're sharing scientific facts, facts of life, and explain why people are sick and dying. There's ammonia, which is a gas, a toxic gas, and our own body will produce ammonia. And we're consuming more ammonia, and we have, some of us have compromised liver that cannot process the ammonia fast enough. And if it mixes with glucose, then you have a substance called glucosin. And you're really poisoning yourself now. So ammonia is found on all green leafy vegetables. All plants on planet Earth produce the following, all of them. And most plants produce more than these three, but all plants must produce these three just to survive on planet Earth. Ammonia, chlorophyll, ferulic acid. Every plant on planet Earth produces those three poisons in order to survive on planet Earth. And many plants produce a lot more poison than those three. So ammonia is a toxic gas that all green leaves produce. And then you also are producing ammonia from the colon inside of you. If you have a compromised liver, you won't be able to process the ammonia fast enough before it becomes toxic for your blood. Won't be able to do it. This may sound like some bad news, brothers and sisters, but we need to know what's happening to us in order to do something about it. And there's a solution to everything I'm sharing. There's a solution. You just need to go to the right school to learn what to do. Otherwise, there's no place you can go to learn this scientific, verifiable information. No other place. And you don't have to take my word for it. Start looking. Start searching. Do your research and see if you can find a school. Absolutely amazing. There's ricin, which is a poison, another poison that plant produce, and castor or bean. Castor or bean. How many of us take castor oil or took castor oil when we were children, when we were a child? Most of us. I know I took it. But there's a poison in it. Ricin. R-I. Those are just a few, brothers and sisters. Just a few mentioned. Just a few. And many of the fruits that we're eating, the citrus fruit that we're eating, they're toxic metal, titanium, strong acid, formic acid, malic acid, so many acid, brothers and sisters. So I just want to share that with you. Now, what do we do to neutralize them? Well, we have one hand raised. 201-463, your mic is open. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM360 today. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Roxanne. I just wanted to know, are there any vegetables that we can eat?
Yes, that's plenty of vegetables that we can eat. But see, but here's what we also have to know and understand. We must have enzymes to digest everything that we put in our mouth. That's the key. Because like I said earlier, that's no perfect food for us to eat. Somebody will have problems digesting any food. Some people have problems just smelling fish. They don't have to even eat it because they have a severe enzyme deficit when it comes to fish protein. This is the problem, enzyme deficit. So there's plenty of food to eat. And the more enzyme you produce, the broader range of food that you can eat. That is the key.
Okay.
Because any food will be a problem for someone who cannot produce the enzyme to digest it. Why is that the case? Every food that we eat, brothers and sisters, and this is an excellent question, and we thank you for the question, but every food that a human consumes must be broken down. Why? Because a food is a large complex molecule, and it must be reduced to nutrients, ions or nutrients. That's back to atoms. If you do not have the enzyme to reduce it down to atom, it would not enter the cell. If the food does not transfer into nutrients to enter the cell, it is just like you did not eat at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your cell would be malnourished and impoverished. What can they do to help you? Absolutely nothing. So there's excellent food to eat, but we need to start off eating the one and choosing them scientifically because many foods have many problems, and we don't even know these foods. So why should I eat something that has maybe 10 health disruptors when I can eat a food that might have one or two health disruptors? You see my point?
Yes.
So there's good sulfur, turnip green, collard green, mustard green, broccoli, celery. See, now I'm telling all my secrets. Stick with those. But see, that's not good enough. The food that we select to eat must be cooked in a certain way. And right now, hardly anyone knows how to cook food. That's another reason why the person would be sick. Chaotic eating and chaotic cooking. Because we cook the food to neutralize the poison in it. You understand?
Yeah.
Because even the greens will have chlorophyll, and they will also have ammonia and phytol. If you don't cook them scientifically, you'll be still exposed to the poison. And all you have to do is reach a saturation point, and that's when it's going to become a problem for you. You know that saying that says the straw that broke the camel's back? You heard that saying?
Yes, yes I have.
That's what it means. It reaches a saturation point where one more straw, one more time, you're going to have a disease. And you never know when that time is going to happen. So after eating food, there's things that we have to do to maintain optimal health. And we'll be talking about those things. So there's plenty of green leaf and vegetable that we can consume. But we have to use science to select them properly. And symptometry research have researched this for decades, for years, to come up with the best and the safest consumables on planet Earth for a human being. And they're in a book called What to Consume. Isn't that amazing?
What to Consume. Okay.
Yes. And you can purchase that book on Amazon. In 2 days, it could be at your house. And you can be reading that book. What to Consume. The safest consumable for humans on this planet. Doesn't make any difference what nationality, what culture, what race. Doesn't make any difference. Isn't that amazing? That's another amazing thought. So you have another question? So I just shared some vegetable, and that's other vegetable that's safe for us to eat, but they have to be cooked properly because all plants produce poison. And that's what that's why we have to cook them properly. So we neutralize their poison. But there are poison in certain plants that you cannot neutralize by cooking. They're called alkaloids. They're heat resistant. Isn't that amazing? How plants protect themselves. And also, we have to be aware that plants have diseases. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. So cooking is not going to help.
Yes, and we take plants for granted. We think plants are innocent, but plants have diseases. And those diseases will be grafted onto our own organs and our own diseases, making them more complex diseases, and your doctor won't have a clue what you've been affected by. But this is the case. You have another question?
No, sir. Thank you.
No, excellent question. Please keep listening. Thank you. Press one on your phone as you make your exit so I can open the mic for another person. We thank you so very much for that question. That's an excellent question from my sister. Yes, there are plenty of food to eat. We have another hand raised, 478-672. Your mic is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from, and thank you for joining us on Optima Health on AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum, Haji Lala, New York.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent, good. Excellent.
Alhamdulillah. And Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
My question is that, not my question, but a statement. You mentioned something about chocolate, and I crave for it.
Yeah, we all do.
It breaks me out.
What's the question? Yes, because you don't have enzymes. You don't have enzymes to digest it, to break it down. That's why you have an allergy, allergic reaction. That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And you have reached a saturation. It also means that you have reached a saturation point, the saturation point for theobromine. If you eat it again, you will break out because you have reached the saturation point. Now you need to know how to ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize theobromine from your blood. It is circulating in your blood, and blood goes where?
Oh.
Where the blood go?
Uh-huh. Wow.
What does blood go?
It's in the body.
Yes, blood goes everywhere. It goes to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see the results on your skin. The body is telling you something. Your body is telling you that you have consumed something that has reached a saturation point. So that's why you have the allergy. It is telling you need to do something about it.
Oh, gosh.
To put
goodness.
Things back to normalcy. That's what you
right,
need to do.
Right.
Well, if you go to the dermatologist, they will not have a clue. And they'll give you a drug without knowing the source. And that will make matters worse.
Mm.
You come to symptometry, and we will ionize your blood to remove the theobromine, and we'll help you to modify your diet so you don't eat chocolate anymore. You have to make up your mind. You cannot eat chocolate anymore. You cannot consume cocoa. You cannot consume coffee, and all these different things. I don't eat candy. I don't eat chocolate. None of those things. I used to. I crave all of those things, too. But for the past 12 years, I hadn't eaten those things. I don't eat them. I bought them.
Okay. Wow.
And same about the other poison in the food that we mentioned earlier. You avoid the poison. You know what poison do in the human body?
Not really.
Well, poison denature enzyme. That's one of the factors and agent that denature enzyme. Number one at the list is poison. If you denature your enzyme after producing one, then you cannot be healthy. We are unhealthy because we have an enzyme deficit. Our body will come to a grinding halt without enzyme. The first thing that our cell has to produce is an enzyme. So you know that must be important. And then we make it worthless by eating the wrong food, by eating food with poison in it, would denature our enzyme, and therefore our body began to shut down system by system, organ by organ. People wonder why their kidneys compromised and they have to go on dialysis. Enzyme deficit. They're not working. They made them work it because they consume poison.
Can they reverse that?
Yes. I said it earlier. Come to symptometry.
Mm.
Your doctor won't know how to reverse it. They'll give you some more drugs, and that makes matters worse. Come to symptometry and ionize the poison from your blood, the theobromine, and stop eating chocolate. And if you have a craving for chocolate, that is because you have some mineral imbalance. That's why you have the craving. There's a reason for the craving. That can be reversed as well. Then you won't even crave chocolate. You can walk in the supermarket and go buy those nut and chocolate bars and never wink, never hesitate. It won't bother you at all.
Right.
Yes.
Is this recording?
They used to have me hooked on those things. Now I can walk into the store, walk right by those things. I don't even hesitate. I keep striving, getting out of there. Absolutely. But I'm going to give our contact number out, and just give us a call, and I'll tell you exactly what you need to do to reverse that and also to address the allergy on your skin. Wherever it's at, doesn't make any difference. It can be reversed, put back to normalcy.
Okay.
That's the key. Everything that's abnormal must be put back to normalcy. Otherwise, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. It's not going away.
Okay,
you
I
have another,
question.
No, yes,
problem.
Go ahead.
I don't want to hold up the call, but what about arthritis? What can I do for that? Because I use BC powder for the pain.
Well, unfortunately, that BC powder has the wrong mineral salts, have mineral salts. And that mineral salts in the DC powder have too many anions, negative charges. All salts have electrical charges, all of them. Unfortunately, those that mineral salts have negative charges, and that's what a disease is. Negative energy displacing positive energy in the human body is disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it produces, diseases. So now mm-hmm. you have to reverse that. So you have to stop taking that DC powder. It's not going to do anything but cause more problems. You have to go to the source of the disease. If you have arthritis, that means you're eating citrus fruit. Do you eat citrus fruit, apples, oranges, peaches, pears? You drink apple juice, orange juice, any of those things, and teas?
Yes.
those are citrus acid. See, what citrus acid does, it causes calcium to build strong bones and ligament and tendon. And cartilage, you won't have the calcium that's needed because citrus acid will block it from going into the cell. It's a nutrient blocker. It'll block calcium. It's called chelation. And how are you going to have a strong bones and ligament if you don't have calcium, if you don't have magnesium? See, you can't consume those things. You have to, if you want to eat fruits, you have to eat the recommended one, and they should have to be tropical. They should be tropical fruits. There's a difference between citrus fruits and tropical fruits. There's a difference between water with electrolytes and water without electrolytes. Do you drink water with electrolytes?
Yes.
You do drink water with electrolytes? That is excellent. And see, our body, our cells need electrical energy. So that's why we should drink water with the 8 electrolyte. If you do, that will give you the cells the electrical energy that they need to help begin to regenerate cartilage. See, our foundation is made out of cartilage. We have a collagenic foundation. That means protein. See, protein.
Mm-hmm.
Are you eating meats or do you just eat vegetables, plants?
I eat vegetables. I do eat fish and chicken as well.
Yeah, you need to eat meat with hemp iron. So the cell would have power, pressure, speed, strength to produce cartilage. To produce enzyme. See, the enzymes are made from amino acids. That's protein. You need more protein. There's not enough protein in the fish and chicken. So you need to eat meats like smoked turkey. Yes. And it must be cooked scientifically to release the hemp iron.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot you need to modify. To change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't have arthritis anymore. Remove the blockages, the concretion that's there, the gout that's there, the sludge that's there. Because every time we eat food, there's a lot of garbage that will be produced that you didn't remove. Now you have to start removing the garbage. The human body produces a lot of garbage. That we have to be removed. We have to remove it. If we don't remove it, who's going to remove it for us? That's a question.
Yeah.
No one. And if we don't remove it, it's going to block something.
Yeah.
It's going to block our cell from producing cementimidine. That's why you have arthritis. The cell is not producing cementimidine to renew your cartilage. To renew your ligament, your tendon, your bones. Every part of a human body can be renewed. It has its cycle of renewal, every part. So if you renew what needs to be renewed, then you won't have arthritis, because everything will be fresh and new. There should be nothing old in our body. Because why? Because our cells divide, producing new cells to take the place of old cells. If that is the case, why there should be something old in us? It cannot carry out the function of something new. Because we stop ourselves from the body based on what we're eating. That makes sense?
It does. I'm shaking my head.
So here's three things that you need to do, three things that we can help you to do. Modify your diet, modify your lifestyle, and learn to cook your food scientifically, and remove the blood impurities from eating the wrong foods. And we can help you with all of those things, and you can reverse whatever anomaly that you now have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It just takes time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Oof.
But that's all you have to do. It takes time. What better else to do than to renew your own body and renew your own health?
Oof.
And if you have pain, you have pain from the arthritis?
Yes.
That is because you have stopped producing the pain mitigators, Supsum P, encapsuline, and endorphin. You have stopped producing them. Your own cell produced the best pain reliever in the whole universe. Your own cell will produce them, but you have blocked them based on what you're eating and drinking. Are you drinking milk and milk product, dairy?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah, you can't drink it anytime. If you drink milk and eat and consume dairy product, it will become a bone destroyer. It will destroy your bone, your ligament, your tendon, all of them. So you cannot drink milk, cannot eat dairy, cannot eat cheese and butter and margarine, cannot cook with the wrong oil. Are you cooking with olive oil?
Yes.
That's another big mistake.
Oh.
You can't. You cannot. I mean, you can do it, but you're going to pay a penalty if you do it. Too many cells become calcified, and that's why you cannot produce healthy new cells to take the place of old cells. The cells are calcified. Cell division have stopped taking place. That's why you have arthritis. Like I said, you can help. We can help you with all of those things, okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you much.
So just give us a call, and then we'll walk you through the process. And you have another question?
No, I'm just, no, but Ramadan Mubarak. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. We thank you for those questions. I'm sure that helps some other people as well. So just press 1 on your phone, and if you have another question, just press 1 again. And we certainly appreciate you asking that question. Thank you so very much. And Ramadan Mubarak.
Okay.
We have another hand raised. We have 314-337, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum, Rashid Salam, St. Louis, Missouri.
I recognize that voice, Brother Rashid. I recognize that voice. How you doing? Thank you for joining us today.
I was feeling the pain of the young lady who just got the telephone, boy. She said, oh, my God, what did I do, right? But I did want you to share, if you can. I have a person on the line who wanted to know about children. You know, that's our favorite subject. What we do as parents by not knowing what we do to our children, and we think we're doing the right thing by them. So if you could share a little bit about the fact that we are already deficient, and here we are feeding our children the same thing that caused us the problems, and we have a problem with this mental health issue in the country today. So if you could share a little bit about that and how mental health affects it.
Absolutely. That is a huge question. Brother and sister, we have said earlier, what you eat, what we inhale, what we drink, all of these things will affect ourselves and their function. And that's what happens. All of those things will affect ourselves and their function. And it would cause pH imbalance, and it would cause all kind of other situations. So, and this is why we have to select our food scientifically, Brother Rashid. This is why we have to select our food scientifically, because if we don't, we're bound to produce disease. So this knowledge and information that we're sharing, scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on this planet is very, very important. People are sick because of the food that they have chosen to eat and the food that they eat most of the time. Well, we give our children citrus fruit, apples, oranges, peaches, pears, and then we give them the citrus juices, apple juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, and grape juice. And we think we're doing the right thing, but we have not gone to the right school to teach us that we're making mistakes. This is the problem. We're taking things for granted, Brother Rashid, and no one is really teaching us what school we should be going to learn what to do. No one is teaching us. And therefore, we're making all these mistakes. If the parents are not healthy, are not achieving optimal health, where they're able to fortify their body against diseases, how in the world the children are going to know? We have to do better, Brother Rashid. We have to become students of symptometry that deal with the needs of the cells. It is our cells that award us with good health. It comes from no other place. It doesn't come from the doctor, doesn't come from the acupuncturist, doesn't come from the herbalist, doesn't come from the chiropractor. It don't come from all these different therapeutics. It comes from ourselves, and the Almighty placed everything inside of us. And most times, Brother Rashid, the mother, what she was eating during gestation, during the time she was carrying the child, produced a severe enzyme deficit in the child. So when the child gets here, there's not many food the child can digest because the child has an enzyme deficit. Almost any food will break them out, cause them to have allergy. Then being given the wrong food after that. So we can see the problem that the child will have. The child won't be able to produce the neurotransmitters that's needed for learning. And what's going to happen? They have a learning disability. This will happen. It's absolutely amazing what happened. These are some problems that our parents are faced with, Brother Rashid, and they wonder what's happened to their child, what's happened to my children.
No kidding.
And then they'll be labeled. They'll be labeled. That's what will happen. Many of them will be labeled.
Yeah. ADHD.
Hyperactive. ADHD and all these different labels. And then once they get labeled, then the court will make them get on drugs that will be making matters worse. And then we will set them up for criminality. That's what happens. We set them up for criminality. We're breeding the criminals in our own homes. They will rebel against us. This is what we see in our society today, Brother Rashid, because the mothers and the parents are not educated on what food to eat and what food to avoid.
Yes,
even
sir.
What fruits to eat. We are feeding our children all this sweet stuff because we don't have time to fix breakfast in the morning. Or they're eating at McDonald's. I say fast food. I'm sorry to name one. But let's say they're eating fast food for breakfast.
Yes, sir. That's the best word. Yes, sir.
So many of the food they are consuming, Brother Rashid, they have no nutrients. They're nutrient-less.
Right.
They're non-nutrients in the food, non-nutrients. So how can the cells do anything? You cannot. Can't do it.
It's a major problem right now in our community. Nice second, everybody's community.
But we have the solution. We have the solution. They need to pay more attention to symptometry. and investigate and do their own research. Go to the website. We're going to give all that out before we get off the air. And people need to take their health seriously and stop listening to the so-called health guru and stop following foolishness on the Internet, having you doing all kind of crazy things. But we have the answer already. It's already been researched. We know what to do. We know how to restore normalcy in the child and in the adult. Doesn't make any difference. The cell worked the same way. So it is knowledge that's missing, and we've been misinformed on so many different levels. This is what has happened to us. We've been misinformed on purpose. That's it, Brother Rashid. We now have access to unfiltered knowledge.
Yes, sir. It's definitely a situation that's prevalent throughout our community. Our children are just in horrifying shape mentally. And I think it's very, very plain that we eat food for nutrients, but if there's no nutrients there and you don't have any nutrients bringing them into the world, boy, what a combination. What a combination.
Yes. And these are the reasons why so many of our children are not law-abiding, nor do they obey their parents. If you can't produce acetylcholine or you run out at the age of 3, there's no way you're going to obey anybody. That's the neurotransmitter for intelligence. That's the neurotransmitter for paying attention. That's the neurotransmitter for understanding what somebody's telling you. That's the neurotransmitter for discipline. How can you make it as a human being when you cannot produce neurotransmitter to help you to possess those qualities? We think that all you got to do is beat a child or tell a child what to do. No. It's just like an adder under control by neurons, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, hormones, enzymes, all these things control human behavior, believe it or not. If you can't produce them, you won't be normal. I don't know how many ways can I say it, Brother Rashid. I've been saying it for years.
You're the answer and the solution. You're the solution for our problems, that's for sure.
It's not going to go away if we don't exercise the solution. Everything is within us. We have everything inside of us, though we are looking for answers and solution outside of us. We need to understand what the Almighty has blessed us with, what he created us with. And our cells have atomic intelligence. They can reverse any anomaly. That means they can reverse any disease and put it back to normalcy. That's what they do, our cells. We just have to meet their requirements. If we meet the requirements, every disease is reversible. If it's not reversible because you didn't meet all of the requirements, how simple can it be? And we have a school that's teaching us the requirement to have optimal health on this planet, that we've been created to be here. We only have disease because we are making the mistakes. We made the mistake. God didn't make the mistake. We did. We chose to eat chaotically. Nobody forcing us now to eat any food. I mean, our foreparents, slaves, they could only eat what the slave master provided for them, which was much of just garbage. Livestock food, that's what they were forced to eat. But since those people were so creative, Brother Rashid, they made it taste good. And we call it soul food today. And it's still livestock feed and food that we're eating.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's why we're sick.
This is devastating. It really is.
Yes.
I don't know what it's going to take for us to really realize that we're lacking neurotransmitters too. So I think it can happen. As adults,
the problem with children, you just hit it on the head. The problem with children are adults.
Yes.
What's the problem?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And what the solution has to be is adults. Adults have to start learning.
Yes,
and stop trying to
we hear and obey.
And we must stop trying to repeat the past mistakes of our parents and grandparents. We must correct our mistakes so we can move forward to make progress. How do we repeat the past? You repeat the past by making the same mistake the people before us. That's how you repeat it.
Plain.
Plain as day. So we thank you for joining us today, and we thank all your excellent effort, and we look forward to joining you on your program tomorrow as well.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it, my good brother. Ramadan and beyond.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yes, that's all we're going to be talking about. If we don't get beyond it, then we have problems. Yes. Thank you so very much. We have several other hands. We're going to go to them. And we certainly thank you, Brother Rashid, for joining us and asking that powerful question. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We have 863-812. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on M360.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. How you doing?
Brother, doing good. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
I've got one of my imams on three-way.
Excellent.
I got him on three-way. He want to ask some questions.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Imam Sharif. I spell it sometimes. Imam
Sharif.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Sharif. Thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you quite well. What's your question?
Can I join your program?
Say again?
I want to join.
You want to join? Become a student? Okay.
No.
I'm going to give out the website. Before we go off, I'll give out the website, and you go there, and you can register as a student if you can't figure things out well enough to register. You have our number that you can call us, and we'll put you in touch with the school so you can register for the next semester class. For the next semester class, which will be started in July, I think it is July. And we look forward to having you in the foundation, of course, in time to 101. Say that again.
I said that will work.
Okay, sound good. And we certainly appreciate you having an interest. This is what more of us need to do. We must take an interest in cytometry because it is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. This is where our health comes from the cell that the Almighty made us with. Our body composed of 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different types of cells. They are responsible for our health. If we understand them and give them what they need, they can reverse any disease, any anomaly. They can reverse it. That's what they do. And they can fortify our body against diseases, against microbes, against toxic metal, worms, parasites, protozoa, all these things that will attack us. Yes.
Yeah, I have a bunch of diseases caused by food.
Absolutely. So every disease can be reversed, and most diseases are preventable if we know how to protect and fortify our body, our system, and protect our blood, protect our DNA, and protect our cells. Those are the things that we must learn how to do. And that's what the American School of Cytometry teaches its students. Many benefits from knowing that. And we can become disease-free, free of diseases, and become the very best possible human being. How can you become the best possible human being when we have four or five or several chronic diseases ravaging our body? We cannot. Can't do it. Cannot do it. You have another question for us?
Well, you already asked my question, already.
Thank you.
I have a bunch of diseases. Like I got sugar diabetes and pain from a back surgery, two back surgeries.
So you have pain from the back? You have pain from the back surgery?
Yeah, from a car wreck. Yeah, I had two surgeries.
Yeah,
from
all of that can be reversed. The diabetes can be reversed.
Arthritis.
Wow. All of that can be reversed. So we'll be giving our contact information here shortly, and you just give us a call. You go to the website, and many of the condition that you just mentioned, there's an article on the website.
You just give me a call,
and then we'll work around that computer. What about that?
It'll work.
Okay. All right. You have another question?
Oh, that was it.
Okay. We certainly thank you, and we thank our brother for connecting with you so you can share on the call today of Optimal Health on AM360. We certainly appreciate it. So we have several other callers that we're going to try to get around to before we have to exit out of here for our next upcoming program. So we thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you too.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Salim, you have another question? Okay. Good. So let me see. (914) 886, your mic is open. Thank you for joining us today with Optimal Health.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How you doing?
I'm fine, alhamdulillah. You, Ramadan Mubarak. I'm not going to keep
Ramadan
you
Mubarak.
I know you're busy, but I just wanted to, you know, give you a shout out because prior to me, you guiding me and supporting me and teaching me how to eat scientifically and cook my food scientifically, I was sick. And I've been listening to Tommy Gene. It's been a year now. And I haven't performed Ramadan in years. It's been years. And this is my first year performing Ramadan in years.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And I was sick, and I told you, should I perform Ramadan? You said, sister, if you're sick, don't do it. And I've been with you for this whole year. And today I fasted.
Yeah.
And I feel wonderful. I feel human. I feel normal. You know, all of the aches and pains that I was suffering from before, you know, is gone. And I try my best to follow the diet, even though, you know, I have cravings here and there. You know, I call and complain about my cravings, you know.
Absolutely. Congratulations, sister. Congratulations. And this is just what we have to do for the rest of our life, the maintenance and the upkeep. Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So I just wanted to give you a shout.
We certainly appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you as well. And thank you for sharing that on the air. Thank you so very much.
MashaAllah. Say salam.
Salaam alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. I don't know whether I missed anybody's hand or not, but I know we had quite a few hand raised. I think we went to that hand before. Well, I think I got everybody. If you have a question, we have a few minutes left. If you have a question, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll open your mic if you have a question. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, if you have a question, just press 1 on your phone. I think I got everybody thus far. So if you have a question. Okay, we got one right here, 516-678. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us on Optimal Health on AM360. Optimal Health on AM360.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Shahid. How are you?
Well, alaykum as-salam, Sister Tawhida. How are you doing today?
I am well, alhamdulillah.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us.
Sure. You had shared castor oil, and I used castor oil, black castor oil, on my hair.
Wow.
Is that bad?
All plant-produced poison. All plant-produced poison. And
yeah.
The poison that's in the casserole is ricin, R-I-C-I-N. Google it. Look it up. Yes.
I see it right on the label. Since you mentioned it, I grabbed my oil.
Yeah.
And I looked.
And it is a poison.
I didn't realize that it was bad.
Yes, indeed. And see, this is what happens because, you know, the centimeter, you never know what people are using. They don't mention everything to the certified centimeter health court. So if you don't know, you don't know. That's why we try to mention some of these things. And we encourage people to go to the website because we have these articles that's posted there that share a lot of information. I'm always going to the website and reading different articles, even though I'm a student, but I still have to go to that website. I go there every day because you never know what you might find. So there's an article there, posted there, about why poison should be neutralized. And, of course, we can neutralize the poison by using particulates. Particulates help us to produce enzymes that can neutralize poison. So the poison have no effect. And the way it's
yes.
done, we remove the covalent bond that binds poison together to make them toxic. If you can produce an enzyme to break the bond on the poison, then the poison would do us no harm. And that's what has to happen. And then we avoid the poison. And if we cannot neutralize the poison, of course, we have to avoid it. Otherwise, if you can neutralize it, that's what we have to constantly be doing because poison denatures enzyme. The enzyme that you need for repair and maintenance will be denatured. And some part of the body is going to be collapsing, not going to be renewed. Old cells will be in place, and we'll be in violation. Or the production of enzyme and hormone, all these essentials, will be slowed down, and there will be another violation of the health rule. You cannot violate the health rule without a penalty. So that,
yeah,
might, be the problem. That might be the cause of some of the problems, some of your health problems.
It might be because I've been using castor oil, black castor oil, for years.
Wow.
Because it has been a tradition in my family.
Yes, and that's how we get the disease that they had, because we do the same thing. We didn't modify, we didn't change.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is one thing. And then next time we do your update, we'll mention that to Dr. Naughty. And he will get the particulates to ionize that.
Yes, sir.
And remove it from your blood. Canola oil based would be a better alternative.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or something without the castor oil.
Yes, okay, thank you. I really appreciate listening to your program, and I learned something each and every time you come on. And I'm so
grateful.
Thank
you so very much.
So you have a great evening, and we shall be talking.
Yes, ma'am. You too. And give our salam to Brother Abdul Latif.
Yes, sir. I shall. You do likewise to your family.
We certainly will. Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you so very much. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Brother and sister, our time is just about up on us. We have had a fast-moving program today, and we certainly appreciate everybody for joining us. We're going to make mention of a couple of more health rules real quick, and then I guess we have to continue with these health rules. And continue with Ramadan and beyond, we're going to continue to share optimal health tips as well for the next 4 weeks on optimal health. So you have to come back, bring somebody with you to get these optimal health tips. So you're going to enjoy, especially the Muslim, the best Ramadan ever, and then be able to carry these habits that we're going to develop through Ramadan beyond Ramadan. That is the key, to take these habits beyond Ramadan. And that would be the key to what we need to do, brother and sister. Brother and sister, another health rule. We must help ourselves to produce food enzymes and ancillary enzymes, and these enzymes should not be denatured. If we consume poison in any form, it will cause our enzymes to be made worthless. Therefore, these enzymes will not be able to take care of us. They will not be able to take care of us. And we use all of that energy, would be wasted for producing enzymes, and then we eat something, expose ourselves to a poison or to a toxin or to a strong sugar, strong acid, strong alkaline, and toxic metal. All these things denature enzymes. So we must not denature our enzymes after producing them. Number three, we must maintain flexibility in our joints and artery. There's different exercises that Centometer recommend that can make our arteries flexible again, that will help make our arteries, veins, and capillaries more flexible, and that will go a long way in reducing a person's blood pressure, flexibility. So if your arteries are hardened because you're consuming high potassium food, then you need to avoid eating high potassium foods. And institute doing these arterial exercise for the how to do those exercises to reduce blood pressure, you're going to have to give me a call. And I'm going to have to become your certified centometry help course, because this is top secret information. I just cannot just give that information out on the air. It's top secret. So, brother and sister, just one other. We must have sufficient rest every day, 5 to 6 hours of sound sleep, to consider it to be sufficient rest. And we talk about sleep without dreaming. No dreaming while we're sleeping. Dreams will be a distraction. That is not sound sleep. We're not supposed to dream, brother and sister. If we do, there's a problem. We won't be getting the sound sleep for ourselves to go to work to repair us. There'll be a lot of repair work not being done, and this will contribute to our anomalies, because we must do the repair and maintenance. The human body is high maintenance, not low maintenance. It is high maintenance. It requires a lot of maintenance. Brothers and sisters, this is what it requires. Our digestive health, another rule, our digestive health is crucial to our mental health. Our digestive health is crucial to our mental health, and our mental health is crucial to total body health, to the total health of our body. Our mental health, why? Because it is decisions that people make that will cause them to be healthy or that will cause them to have diseases. Our cells would do either one. It doesn't matter to them. If you want to be healthy, they will help you with that. If you want to have diseases, they'll help you with that too. So it's up to the person. It's up to each and every one of us to become responsible for our own health. That is rule number one. Our very first responsibility is to protect our DNA, protect our cells, and enhance their integrity and their well-being. That is up to each and every one of us, brothers and sisters. These are some rules to help that we need to become more and more familiar with in order for us to optimize our health and be the very best possible human being on this planet, and helping us to pull out the best in each other, to pull the best out of each other. That's why we are here. And that's what we represent, brother and sister. Brother and sister, we are at the end of our program today. This time have gone by like lightning, super fast, like the speed of light, super fast. Brother and sister, please visit this website of the American School of Centometry, not for profit. And that website is amsos.org. Please go there. Check us out. There's many articles posted there. Many articles posted there, brother and sister. Click on article and you can see them. go through them, read them, research them. Click on courses. You will see the courses that offered at the American School of Symptometry. Or you can click on About Us. You'll be able to read the bio of the inventor, the founder of the American School of Symptometry, and the inventor of the symptometric science called symptometry, which is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. It is the human cell that afford us to have life on this planet. They created us in the beginning. Surely they know how to take care of us and repair what is broken. We're made of nutrients and water. So when we're broken and need to be repaired, that's what we should be using, nutrients and water, not drugs, not herbs. This is what we must know, brothers and sisters. So please go to the website. If you have a need for a health coach, please feel free to call us. You may reach us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. And you may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. That email address again is ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Please give us a call. Please send us an email, and we'll get with you, take you by the hand, and guide you through to optimal health. But the responsibility is on each and every one of us to do it. Brothers and sisters, please join us on The Science of Health and Your Wealth every Tuesday on IWDM Blog Talk Radio. And that number to join us is 714-816-4673. There's no passcode needed. And the time is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's a good chance that we will be adjusting our time and adjusting our schedule during the month of Ramadan. Also, on Saturday and Sunday morning, we have this program called Morning Taaleem. Please join us on Morning Taaleem, brothers and sisters. You can join us by dialing into Free Compass Call at 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322#. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Brothers and sisters, please stay tuned to our upcoming program, which is Maya Ali Kuli Ha, and is conducted by Imam Abdulaziz. He is the host. He's the Imam at Masjid Adam, the Center for Human Excellence in Bronx, New York. His motto is, "We are together under any and all circumstance." Brother and sister, it has been indeed our honor to be with you today. Please join us again next week, and we look forward to it, and bring someone with you. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله طاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان اليوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورخ الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan, the accursed. We begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Him and we seek His aid. And we humbly ask Allah to establish His prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon His noble messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way that he is established, we ask him to establish the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his family members who follow him with purification. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and, of course, upon their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Dr. Waruddin Muhammad. And we ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, we want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala Al-Kuyhal. And we want to say to all of you that are joining us this evening, Ramadan Mubarak. And we want to stop for a second because we're going to establish Salatul Maghrib, and then we'll proceed with the show. We'll resume with the show. But we'll leave you on so that you'll hear, and we'll be able to get right back to the show, inshallah ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayyu ala salah, hayyu ala salah, hayyu ala falah, hayyu ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي ولا سلاح ولا فلاح والفرد في سلاح والفرد في سلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفقين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسل من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما كان فرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم بينة وما أمروا إلى أن يعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين قيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر بريا إن الذين آمنوا وآمنوا الصالحات لهم خير بريا جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربه الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله Alhamdulillah, we're back, and we want to welcome all of you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360, and we welcome all of you with a heartfelt greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa Ramadan Mubarak. And we are grateful to Allah that Allah has blessed us to see another month of Ramadan. And we want to let you all know that it is imperative that we consider making this Ramadan the best one we've ever had, that this one tops all of them, that our intentions, our attitudes and our behaviors should be pointed towards the idea behind making this the best Ramadan that we've ever seen in our life. And this is the heart of Islam, to improve on everything. Once you do it again, it should be better. It shouldn't be worse than you did it last year. It shouldn't be less than what you did a few years ago. But it should always top the last one that you did. And you have the right and obligation, the duty, opportunity to outdo yourself. Yes, you have the right to outdo yourself because you deserve the best. You have the obligation to outdo yourself because that's what this mission is about, becoming better. You have the opportunity to do so because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you to see Ramadan again. And so with all that working in your favor, dear brothers and sisters, there's no excuse for why you didn't get it, why you didn't top what you did last year and the year before and the year before that. There's no excuse for us, dear brothers and sisters. We can't justify not achieving what Allah has set the stage for us to achieve. Make no mistake, dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is our time. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us being able to see another Ramadan, when there are many people that we know that was here with us last year and they're no longer here with us this year. That is indeed something for us to bear in mind. That's something for us to consider, and that is something that we should build off of. Make no mistake, this is not a fluke. This is what Allah intended for us. But He intended this for us so that we may gain, so that we may elevate as opposed to falling short, so that we become better as opposed to becoming worse. This is our time, dear brothers and sisters. Make no mistake. Allah has chosen you for the Ramadan of 2024, 1445 of the Islamic calendar, to outdo yourself and not worry about anybody else. May Allah help us to that we say amen. We're having some technical difficulties at this time, dear brothers and sisters, so please bear with us while we're waiting for the PSA to play. We want to make sure that we give honorable mention to our founder of AM360, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, as well as on his family.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back here, brothers and sisters. And we are fired up because now it's our time. No excuses, okay? You came in, you had the opportunity to prepare. Now it's time for us to show what we know. And then, in turn, try to build off of that. Shaitan has changed. We are in a position now, dear brothers and sisters, where we are to go out and get all of the barakat that we possibly can. The vault is open, dear brothers and sisters. It's open, wide open to you. It's time for you to go in with the command and the order to go in and get everything that you can. You got 29 or 30 days, and when that time is up, you can have whatever you come out of this vault with. Dear brothers and sisters, it's time for us to start filling our pockets, filling our minds and our hearts. It's time for us to start doing so that we may be in a position. So we may be in a position to make good on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, so that we can build that house, so that we can acquire some real estate. And the real estate that I'm talking about acquiring, dear brothers and sisters, is not in California. It's not down there in Newark. It's not over here in New York City. It's not in Memphis, Tennessee. It's not in Detroit. The real estate that I'm talking about acquiring is in a place called Jannah. So, dear brothers and sisters, keep that in mind as you go forward. We're going to bring some callers in. I see some hands up. So, inshallah ta'ala, we'll bring in a couple of callers for you. Inshallah, this is 314. State your name and where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa Ramadan Mubarak. I think they're not ready, so let's go to 516. State your name, where you're calling from. Okay. 718, state your name, where you calling from. 718. State your name when you call the phone. Okay. Let's see what this is. Let's go back to the new studio. Inshallah. All right.
Assalamu alaikum, this is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you, Tanya.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, and you are listening to Ma'iyya Ala Al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We're broadcasting live, America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And dear brothers and sisters, make no mistake, Ramadan is upon us, okay? We've got it cleared. We've completed 30 days of Shaban. And now we're in the month of Ramadan. Today is Ramadan 1. And if you are a caller, please open your mic or press one on your phone. If you have some things that you want to say, something that you have on your mind for this blessed Ramadan you want to share with us, please feel free to do so. 516, state your name where you're calling from. State your name when you're calling from. Okay. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Just a few points that we want to make, dear brothers and sisters, about where we are in this tradition. And as you know, Ramadan is upon us, and we have the opportunity and the advantage, if you will, and the opportunity is to clear up, you know, our accounts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And building on all of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as blessings, that we can gain merit, the actual participation in hosting the blessed month of Ramadan. We're hosting the month of Ramadan as individuals, as families, as communities. And we're hosting the month for 29 or 30 days. As a result, there's going to be some experiences. As a result, there's going to be some challenges. As a result, there's going to be a lot of joy going around. But for the most part, dear brothers and sisters, we want to shed all bad habits. And we want to shed them to the point where we become like brand new when the month is over. So we come into the month, dear brothers and sisters, enthusiastic. We come in feeling a little uneasy. We come in slow. We come in, dear brothers and sisters, nonetheless. And for those of us who come in enthusiastic, we have high expectations for the month because we remember how it was last year, and there's some things that we didn't complete, so we want to get them done this year. So we start the month by going after the things that we didn't finish last year. And for those who are feeling uneasy, don't worry about it, because you come into the month of Ramadan, and after a few days of being steadfast, it becomes easier for you. And you're not satisfied with just doing the bare minimum. And by virtue of us not being satisfied with doing the bare minimum, we come out wearing our best. You see, we come out as improved, more so than we were when we came in. And for those of us who are coming in slow, dear brothers and sisters, be mindful. Though the being slow in this process sometimes is a good thing, because then you can gather yourself and collect your thoughts and then realize that at some point after a few days, you're right where you need to be. And so it is my humble prayer for every one of you, whatever category you're in, whether you're coming in slow, whether you're uneasy, whether you're enthusiastic, my prayer on your behalf is that Allah blesses you with the best Ramadan that you've ever had, that he grants you success. And to that we say Ameen. He grants us all success. To that we say Ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, you're listening to Ma'iyah Al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. Press one on your phone, dear brothers and sisters. Let your brother hear from you to start the month out. Let me hear about what you're trying to do, what your aim is, how you plan on outdoing yourself, how you aim to overcome, you know, all of the pitfalls that you have, the challenges that are in front of you now, how you plan on, how you aim to do better than you've done any time before. Dear brothers and sisters, this is our time. Don't waste it. Don't allow it to go away and you don't come away with anything. Make sure that whatever you do, whatever you commit yourself to, dear brothers and sisters, that it's tantamount to your gain. May Allah help us. To that we say Ameen. 704, state your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Khalida Akbar calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ramadan Mubarak, and thank you for this topic, Imam Abdulaziz. I am really focused on this year getting a closer relationship with Allah, as always. That is something that we can always improve on. And the ways that I'm going to do it is making sure that I get up early enough to read the Quran before, in the wee hours of the morning when the angels are watching, in addition to reading with the group of sisters here in Charlotte, the Sirwa sisters. In addition to that, I'm making those Tarawih prayers, inshallah, as much as possible, and then making tahajjud. That is the first step. The other step is also reading and educating and increasing myself in knowledge by reading books that are about the religion. The Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad is huge. I want to dig a little deeper this year into that, and also the wives of the prophets and the women of scripture. So I'm going to be looking to be studying not just what happened in their lifestyle, but style, but their character and their purpose, their Khalifa mission, and applying that into the aspects of my life. And in addition to that, just focusing on making sure that everything I do is vis-a-vis-la-law, keeping my mind, my thoughts clear, my circle of people close, and just focusing on, even if I'm going out for iftar, no sitting around talking and just laughing. I mean, of course, give the greetings, and we're happy that it's Ramadan. But at the same time, keeping it in perspective that I'm there to worship Allah. And I have been studying and using some videos on how to elevate prayer. And one of the ways that we learned, we actually had a workshop at Masjid al-Shaheed, was to, after you make your wudu, you go and you sit down. You're not talking to anybody. You're focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when you make your takbirs and you take your put your ears up to your head, your hands up to your ears, or some people just raise them to their head, that you're throwing back the dunya. She said, look at it like throwing back the dunya. Everything is on pause. If anything comes in your mind, astaghfir Allah. Because you are literally in front of Allah praying, and Allah sees you. And so that is your personal time with Allah. Nothing or no one interferes with that. And just increasing in zakat, keeping our brothers and sisters in prayer, as we all have been doing in Palestine and Gaza and Sudan, across the world that are in war, and the people who have already returned to Allah. I make a janaza prayer daily. I have been doing it for a couple of years since the pandemic, but in addition to the people who have recently passed away, and then just anybody in who is a believer who returned to Allah. So that's how I'm starting out. But thank you so much, and inshallah, we can serve here on American Muslim 360 and provide some of strategies as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for those comments. And then I want you to take your time when you're saying the term. It's actually Tarawih, Tarawih, Tarawih.
Tarawih.
Yeah, Tarawih. Tarawih.
And
if you practice that, you know, practice its pronunciation. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's necessary that when we do say those things, that we have a handle on it, because we love those things so much, and we're mm-hmm. always in a position to where we can improve on whatever it is that we're doing. And your enthusiasm outshines that. I'm sure that on the day of Yom Kippur, you won't be held accountable for not being able to say it properly, but you do have an opportunity to say it properly by just practicing it. And I use that as an example on how we take every step during this month as a means to improving our disposition, to improving the things that mean so much to us. You see, everybody knows so much about their car, but when it comes down to our faith, we know very little about it. And we should take this time out to increase the knowledge of our faith, to just spend some time on what our faith is actually about, and so that we can develop a strong relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's not just based on what Allah can do for us, but what can we do as a means to please him. In the Quran, it says, Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with pleasing Allah. That's us, dear brothers and sisters. We're supposed to be pleased with pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so with that being said, we take every step toward him by making improvements on whatever we do
for
his cause. And to that, we pray Allah that we are able to do so, and we say ameen to that as well.
I have one more thing I want to share. I mean, I listened to a video this morning, and there were three du'as that we were encouraged to pray during the month of Ramadan from the very beginning by Muhammad Bajar. It's B-A-A-J-A-R, Bajar. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But that's another thing I'm going to be brushing up on Arabic and studying more. But the three du'as that he encouraged us to say during the month of Ramadan was, number one, from the very first day. When you go down in sujood and your tarawih prayers, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place your name on a list of those who will be in Jannah. Because he said you do that every year. And even if it's years later, he said you will continue to be one of the muttaqin, because if Allah grants you that, you will be a believer. Everything in your life will manifest that. So start with day one, asking Allah to put her name on a list of those who will be in Jannah. Number two, again, from day one, ask Allah to allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. And then number three, ask Allah to accept our fast, our Quranic reading, and our donations or zakat. So I hope that helps. He said start from day one asking that. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 718, state your name, where you calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back here, brothers and sisters. And you're listening to Ma'iyah Alal Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. And we are indeed broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we will be offering a salat to Torah. We here at the masjid, and we are hoping and praying, Allah, that you will be able to join us. We appreciate your listenership. For those of you who can do so, we advise that you get the most out of the month by doing everything that you can possibly do as a means to seeking nearness to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, dear brothers and sisters. Sorry about that. We had some things we had to do at the masjid. But so we are grateful to Allah to be here during the blessed month of Ramadan. And we're just looking for ways in which we can make good on our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one way to do so, dear brothers and sisters, is to first make it your business to improve yourself. And so the self-improvement is something that we want to use as a primary motivation throughout the month of Ramadan. And once we do that, if we can do that, the things outside of us things outside of us don't seem as difficult. The struggle is within, dear brothers and sisters. Be mindful of that. May Allah help us to that we say, I mean. We'll try it again, 718. State your name, where you're calling from. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And so as we look forward, dear brothers and sisters, plan well. Put your planning together. Get your schedule straight. Make sure you stick to them. Do your best to let your scheduling accommodate your offering of your prayers and accommodate your fasting and your setting aside for your suhoor and things of that nature. But also make sure to include those things that are a part of you. Include your family. Include, you know, your loved ones. Include your relatives. Spend some time with them during Ramadan. Not so much to where it takes away from your obligations and duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but allow those things to fit in that schedule that you make for yourself. Don't get so caught up to the point where you start doing things that are not necessary. Make your move, dear brothers and sisters. Know that your motivation and your guide throughout the month is the idea behind gaining Allah's forgiveness, ultimately gaining a space in Jannah. It's only you, dear brothers and sisters, that can stop you. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase all of us in goodness. Well, he says in the Quran, "Wa ahsinu inna Allaha yuhibbu muhsinin." And he says, "And do good, for Allah loves the doers of good." Thank you so much, dear brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you with a successful Ramadan. To that we say, Amen.
Family. come clean his body and shame. Now he used to be in Popperville. Last night I put a girl about 20 on top of old man. Underneath him was a baby by eight months old, man. He had to be no more than 8 months or 7 months. Nobody clean that baby. Yeah, we call bodies on top bodies in Popperville, man. It is in Popperville, man. I love working out here. Nobody come around here crying at no funeral room. Don't nobody care. So why should I?
Someone gotta tell a story about a girl called Jane. Getting dough on the lane. She had so much game. She used to give God the glory. Never once complained about the silly old man who could control his hand. How she used to satisfy it, and how her mama would think she was delighting. So she slipped away and said, each man's gonna pay. Turning every man into a victim, the girl knows how to shake out. Until a dreadful day, in the gutter she lay. A real life story, everything's alright. Get on stage, just turn a page. A real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn a page.
Said he was a young nigga, said he was a mark in the mouth gun. He was on his way to be something great. Every single pissed up killer, stick up kid and number one. Stop and say,
hurry up, man.
Boy, don't be late. Till he saw some boys smoking weed, shooting guys on the corner. Some bullets went astray. What a price to pay. A real life story, everything's story. Who can give a job to the broken ghetto father? Visit those in prison when nobody wants to bother. Knowing all my sons have been set up for the slaughter. And knowing that they're coming home, I really think we oughta. Not condemned because before his grace goes you. And you ain't just been punished for the things you do. Because we all fall short, you think the story's been written. We all play a part, but I think you've been forgetting. You need to get a mirror and you need to stop pretending. I got to make it clear we can have a happy ending.
Real life story, everything's alright.
Everything's alright.
On the ghetto stage, you just turn a page. A real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn a page. A real life story, everything's alright.
Real life, real life.
On the ghetto stage.
This is Isaiah Abdushakur, now with the Islam's beliefs universal. Allah is the creator with no partners. Muslims have 99 popular attributes for Allah. What is Al-Islam? Al-Islam is the complete way of life that reflects submission to the will of God. Islam means submission, derived from the Arabic word meaning peace. Who is a Muslim? A Muslim is anyone who submits to the will of God. Everyone is born Muslim, and their environment makes them otherwise. How does one become a conscious Muslim? To become Muslim is to make a public declaration that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. This is called the Shahadatain. Who is Muhammad? Muhammad the Prophet was born in Mecca, the holiest city to Islam in Arabia, in the year 570 or in the 6th century. How many Muslims are there? Worldwide, there are just over 1 billion Muslims, or 1 out of every 5 people on earth is a Muslim. In the United States, there are approximately 8 million Muslims. 2.5 million are recognized as indigenous, with the remainder by the way of immigration. Aren't all Muslims Arabs? No. Most Muslims live east of Karachi. 30% of Muslims live in the Indian subcontinent, 20% in sub-Sahara Africa, 17% in Southeast Asia, 18% in the Arab world, 10% in the states of the former Soviet Union or Russia. There is a significant Muslim population in China, Latin America, and Australia. Aren't all Arabs Muslim? No.
Inshallah, to all of dear brothers and sisters, you, we want to thank all of you for joining us this evening for the first night for us, the month of Ramadan. The month of Shaban has completed, and we are now engaged in the blessed month of Ramadan. For those of you who are interested in listening to the Tarawih Salat, we will be inshallah airing at about 8:20 inshallah ta'ala after the Isha prayer here on Eastern Time. May Allah bless all of you with a successful Ramadan. To that we say ameen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurratal ayun waj'alna Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wal muslimin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma ameen. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خس إلا الذين آمنوا والعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ورمضان المبارك